Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
An Odyssey Sports station. It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. There is a lot going on as football is in the air, guys, and that means the Dogs are back on the field. As they like to say, on the grass, and we're finding out more and more, day by day, about what the Dogs are going to potentially look like. We need to talk some Dogs with our man, Mike Griffith, right now.
Dukes and Bell, on the sidelines with the Dogs.
So, Mike, you were at practice yesterday. I know Kirby had a lot to say. What were your impressions? I know they have that open period, you know, or 25, 30 minutes where you can get a feel and a look of what's going on. What was your take?
Yeah, I was disappointed. I didn't hear him cussing. I don't know if he was he wasn't cussing it. Maybe the first practice, maybe because the media's there. Maybe it's a kinder, gentler youth that can't handle the words. I don't know. It was like an edit. I didn't catch it. Now, I'm sure before the end of the day there was some fire, but I don't know. It felt a little too mellow. A little too mellow.
Interesting.
That's the quiet before the storm. That's for darn sure. I know we've covered every aspect with you, Mike, about what needs to happen this year. Start with the big guy. You know, I mean, Stetson Bennett was a guy that was, you know, he could shake off a fumble like in the Alabama National Championship, went up at Indy, and then come back and throw a ball down the field. Can we get that kind of looseness from Gunnar Stockton where he's, you know, he's willing to take some risks, be and not be, you know, worried that I don't want to blow this, but be the guy that is the gunslinger?
Well, you're going to give him. You're going to have a defense that'll shut out a Heisman Trophy winner out of the end zone for three quarters and field position at the 40 every time, like Stetson had. Are you going to get him a receiver like George Pickens that can, you know, outjump anybody, or Brock Bowers that's always open, or Ladd McConkey that can, you know, run through the secondary? If you give him all that, I'm telling you, a lot of quarterbacks would like that kind of supporting cast. But to your point, I thought Gunner looked thicker. I mean, Stetson looks thicker these days with LA too, for that matter. He's looking pretty good, but right. I thought Gunner looked a lot thicker. He worked on his body. I thought he looked sharp throwing the ball, but again, I mean, they don't have pads on, and you know, the defense wasn't suffocating or anything like that, but I thought he looked good. I thought all the quarterbacks looked good. Most most position groups really impressed me. There were only a couple where I kind of shrugged and said, I don't know.
Let's talk about this defense and whether or not it can play at a championship level this season. Look, Mike, I think they have one of the best secondaries in the country, right? I mean, it's probably one of their strengths. Ellis Robinson, obviously K.J. Bolden. There's reasons to believe the secondary is going to be one of the reasons why teams are not able to go over the top on Georgia. But as a defensive, the defensive unit as a whole, that's really the question, right? The championship level of play, do you believe it's going to be there?
Yeah. The question is, can Glenn Schumann keep up with Kalen DeBoer's play calling this year? I mean, they were pretty good last year, too. I mean, let's be real here. It's, you know, there weren't a lot of sacks last year. I know some of that was personnel. I think Shue's going to be challenged this year to come up with some packages, and I think he's got the personnel to do it. They look too deep to me, and, you know, Chris Cole, you know, looks like an alien out there. I mean, the guy's so long and tall and fast and strong. There's not much this guy can't do. He's kind of a chess piece. You're real interested to see how he works out. And, you know, K.J. Bolden is just an incredible athlete from Buford. You know, brings so much energy, so much instinct, you know, plays so fierce. And you got like Ellis Robinson at corner. He came so far last year, you know, freshman defensive player of the year, you know, as a red shirt. I think the defense is solid. Yeah, I absolutely think the defense is of championship ilk.
Well, there you go. So we're all set. What about the run game? We're going to be able to – it's Mike Griffiths of Dog Nation. We're going to be able to get the 1,000-yard – can you get a 1,000-yard rush out of what's left in the depth chart at running back?
I mean, you know, they like to do the RB by committee. And, you know, there were times I wasn't a big fan of that. I thought DeAndre Swift was, you know, so special. But part of that is Kirby also, you know, trying to keep guys healthy throughout the year. You know, you don't want to get guys too banged up. You know, the running back group is one that just, you know, ordinary is probably a bad word to use, but I just don't see anybody jumping out. You know, I watch practice and I can't tell who the bell cow is. There's not a guy that I look at looks like a superhero or anything. It's just, I miss RBU. You know, I don't think Nate Frazier's proven yet that he belongs in the same conversation with Todd Gurley, Nick Chubb, you know, Swift, James Cook. You know, who's that home run? Who's that consistent guy that's going to hold onto the ball, get in from 3 yards, break tackles? I mean, I'm not talking about the Mississippi State game. I mean, I'm talking about against quality competition on a consistent basis. Is Bowens ready to take that step? You know, is it Frazier? I mean, you know, is Dwight Phillips going to break a tackle this year? I know he cannot run everybody, but he's going to break a tackle this year. You know, Bo Walker, you know, cool first name, you know, performance that doesn't match. I mean, who are these guys? Like, I don't see anybody that's going to be on my fantasy football team next year.
Mike Griffith joins us from Dog Nation, AJC.com, talking dogs, guys. It is official. They have started. They're not in pads yet, but to Mike's point, I think Kirby also talked about trying to test his team's toughness and their grit. Mike, what do you take from that? I mean, we know he's a tough-minded coach, but – you know, you win 6 or 7 games in the SEC last year and come from behind victories. That's pretty tough-minded.
Yeah, except you lost 2 in the fourth quarter, including Ole Miss, when you had a, you know, 2-score lead at halftime. And, you know, unfortunately, I think what he's trying to tell you is there's going to be more 4-quarter games ahead.
Yeah.
And this team's got to be built for that. There's just so much parity in the SEC. I think there's 7 teams under the right circumstances that could win the league. I think it's that deep. I really do. And that's not counting Florida, who I think is really as dangerous as anyone on a given Saturday. And, of course, we'll see him there in the bends against Georgia on Halloween. It'll be interesting to see who shows up at the front door, right? Trick or treat. Summerall. Yeah, right. I've got questions like everybody else. But, boy, you know, Gunnar Stockton has proven to me that he's clutch. I think this defense is outstanding. I think this offensive line just – you know, just a bunch of bulldozers up there. You know, but who are the guys that are going to make the ESPN top 10 plays of the day? I mean, who's the receiver, you know, that's going to make that play? Who's the running back that's, you know, going to shake guys out of their shoes? That's my question. And it's ironic because, you know, Georgia for so long, you think of so many talented guys on the perimeter and the back. I mean, even Zachariah Branch. I mean, I told you guys a month ago the guy's a cheat code. Now he's showing everybody in camp that.
Hey, hold on. I was yelling at you to get more plays. I wanted the guy to get the ball touched 20 touches last year for the Bulldogs, man. He's a rock star.
Yeah, once again, though, you got to get the guy through the season. Kirby's, you know, 15-game season. You know, I mean, he had 81 catches. That was more than anybody. And it's too bad they didn't try to throw to him at third down inside the 10 against Ole Miss. You know, I remember that play.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I digress. To your point, You know, guys have to emerge. And here's the good news, and maybe this is why Kirby's not cussing yet, because they open up against Tennessee State and Western Kentucky, and those are cupcake games. And we'll be sold on how tough these teams are before it's over with, I'm sure. But these are easy games. And then you got a road trip to Arkansas. And what's that guy's name? Ryan Silverhill, Ryan Silverleaf, Ryan... Yeah. Ryan going to get his ass kicked.
From Memphis. The Memphis coach. Now the
Silver.
Yes, one of the younger coaches in college ball.
Yeah.
Yes,
Silver. Yeah, the Memphis coach decided to call out, you know, George's driving arrest just randomly.
Yes, he did.
With no idea that he'd be playing his home opener against Kirby Smart.
And said he reached out to Kirby. Said he apologized to him.
Yeah, you know, I didn't feel like that was a real, you know, I didn't feel like that, like he was falling over his feet. I mean, look, the guy's still talking tough. He'll find out, you know, he'll find out. Kirby doesn't forget. He's got a memory like an elephant. Just remember Vanderbilt when they skipped that game that one year, the COVID year. Somehow they managed to play Tennessee in between canceling two games with Georgia, and the next year it was 35-0 after the first quarter. So, you know, the Arkansas fans can, you know, pig suey their head coach for that. Maybe he'll survive two seasons, but we'll find out.
Ryan Silverfield, for those that are wondering. Ryan
I was making the point. Ryan whatever. He's just Ryan. He's the last coach that got hired in the SEC. He was at the bottom of the pecking order.
There's no denying it. Hey, man.
They would be better off with John Calipari coaching football there. I'm telling you. He's got more swag than this guy.
Well, the athletic director said last year they didn't have any money. The athletic director said that. They really can't compete with the elites in college football. His own words.
They got money because they're giving it to the basketball program. Trust me.
Mike Griffith from Dog Nation is with us. Speaking of competing, this crazy ruling that comes out, so you now get the 22 class can get back into college ball. So Indiana's going to have one of their better defenders coming back to join Cignetti. Did you get a kick out of the word that Indiana dropped Notre Dame's scheduled home-and-home after Cignetti was talking all that tough nonsense at the Big Ten?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just did a story on AJC.com, and I ought to post any minute about, you know, Kirby's answer to that. And, you know, but if we step back and look at it, look, if you're Kurt Cignetti and your job is to win national titles, why would you schedule aggressively? You know, I mean, because the strategy is, hey, why make it – in fact, his quote was, why make it hard on yourself? And he's kind of right. Now, you know, those of us that enjoy the college football season and these intersectional matchups, non-conference, you know, showdowns, we all love the regular season. But if you're not going to be rewarded for that in the CFP standings, why play a tougher game? And now for the fans, Kirby says, you know, it's for the consumer. You know, people want to see good football, and everywhere he's been, they've played really good games. They've enjoyed those challenges. But at the end of the day, you're leaving your starters in longer. You're not getting your backups the work that they need to develop. And by the end of the year, you're going to be more worn down. That's why you need to have a 2014 playoff, because then you have more margin for errors, and teams, you know, will be more willing to schedule those sorts of games. You know, I know Georgia, you know, they've got the neutral site game with Florida State in 2028, and they still have their home and home with Clemson in 29 and 30. But, you know, we've seen some other series canceled. You know, we've seen Georgia not, you know, they're not playing Louisville, they're not playing NC State, they're not playing UCLA. Now, those aren't, you know, monsters of the midway games, but they're more interesting than Tennessee State.
No doubt. Jalen Walker's injury not only hits Falcon fans hard. I know Kirby spoke about it. Give us your assessment of just the dude, because, you know, when it happened and you know, Stefanski cancels practice, I think you kind of get a sense of what the injury, the magnitude of the injury was, and then, you know, how guys were talking about him after practice. I'm just talking about the Falcons, but for Georgia fans, it's hit them hard as well.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen's a special guy. I mean, he's a great leader. He's a great person. I mean, he's, you know, he's one of those guys where the sum is greater than all the parts. You know, he's so charismatic. He brings a presence, and, you know, now it's going to be up to the Falcons to, you know, to go out and secure more talent. I mean, that's the thing about the NFL, right? It's not like college where you're locked in your roster. Somebody's got to do something, right? That's why these guys get paid the big bucks. Go out and find somebody, you know, make something happen. I mean, this Falcons team, you know, it's exciting to me. Maybe I'm a sucker, but I'm a believer in Tua, right? I remember covering the guy in college and just listening to him talk even recently. You know, I think he's got tremendous leadership skills. I think he's got something left in the tank if they can, you know, protect him. And, you know, I think there's a lot of excitement in the offense. I mean, best running back in the league. You know, we've talked about Branch. He's got a lot of weapons. There's a lot of weapons there. I don't want to see the momentum end. I'd love to see, you know, the Falcons be competitive, but there's no question, you know, when you lose a guy like Jalen Walker, it's a setback. And, you know, it's got to be a situation where everybody, you know, kind of raises their level of play, and the Falcons management has, they've got to make some moves here. I mean, I'm looking at the Raiders.
Right.
I'm looking at the moves that they made. There's guys out there. You've got to be aggressive, but you know, and you've got to know how to spend your money.
I don't know how much you watched of LSU. We were just talking earlier in the show, Mike Griffith from Dog Nation, a young man named Harold Perkins, who was really looking good at LSU, had an ACL, and then kind of got lost in the scheme in, as far as what was going on with me and my family, Brian Kelly down there. I don't know if that's a long shot, but they have some young guys in-house. It's a matter of some of these guys can take that leap.
Yeah, you know, again, that was a guy, like you said, his star was really on the rise. I think he wanted to play a different position or something. I mean, you know how some of these guys, I saw it happen at Tennessee with Leonard Little back in the day. You know, guys want to move around, think they can be more productive. You know, coaching staff came in. Hey, it's the NFL now. We're paying you outright. And, they're, you know, he's going to line up where they tell him. But this is a guy that had a motor. You know, there's a reason why, you know, the Falcons secured him. And, you know, that is the sort of player that, you know, you could ask to step up. You know, I don't think there's another Jalen Walker out there, but again, you know, you've got a management group there. You know, I've got confidence in right now in Atlanta, and I feel like it's an NFL team that has some momentum, but you know, something's got to happen, and you know, it's going to be up to the head coach, you know, to keep that momentum going. And that's what happens when guys go down. I mean, heck, Georgia, you know, they lost their transfer defensive end, you know, Williams in spring, and they lost an impact running back in Dowdell. You know, so now, you know, you look at, you know, the Georgia running backs room, and it looked like, you know, 5'10", 205-pound clones. They all look the same. There's no big back in that backfield. Not that I see. Nobody that jumped out at me. And, you know, it's a matter of management doing their job and other guys on the team stepping up. And, again, you know, I told you, I'm a believer in Tua.
I am too. Mike, I want to ask you this because a listener just hit me up and you were talking about Cignetti and the scheduling and all of that. Indiana, Penn State, I think USC and Nebraska do play they play an additional Power Four opponent. But those are the only Big Ten schools this year. And he was asking me, doesn't the SEC, they're required to play, what, 9 league games plus a Power Four? Is that correct? For the SEC?
That's right. The SEC is playing 9 plus a Power Four opponent. Okay. So they're playing 10 Power Fours.
Correct.
And the Big Ten doesn't have that requirement.
Right.
Now, Ohio State's got a decent schedule this year. I'm not going to pick on them. But I think the real difference is the bottom of the league, right? When you look at the bottom of the SEC and you look at the bottom 6 teams versus the bottom 6 teams in the Big Ten, I think the SEC is better. I don't look at bowl games because, you know, NFL guys are going to opt out. You know, that used to be a measure. It's really not now. Bowl games are probably one of the worst indicators you can go by. Playoff games, yes, because, you know, your best players are going to play in the college football playoff and even back in the New Year's Six bowls, right? But when you get into the, you know, your Outback Bowl results or your Music City Bowls and, you know, the Big Ten's waving their flag, it's like, look, nobody's playing in those games. The best players aren't playing in those games. And, you know, for a lot of SEC fan bases, they're no longer traveling those games. I mean, guys, I'm wondering how Georgia's going to travel to Arkansas. You know, I'm not being facetious there, number one. You know, I personally like Arkansas. I'm sure there's other places Georgia fans would rather go. I think Razorback Stadium's a great environment. I think that Northwest Arkansas area is beautiful. But I don't know if it makes, you know, if it speeds the pulse up on a fan base. But even the Sugar Bowl. I mean, look, the thing nobody's talking about, I'm the last guy in the world's going to, you know, pick on Georgia fans. The fan base is incredible. But that night, it was 75% powder blue. And when you win championships and you win with regularity like Kirby Smart does, and I saw this happen at Tennessee back in the day, back when Tennessee used to, you know, compete for SEC championships in football, they got bored with it, right? If you're not playing for the title, if you're not, you know, winning championships, they're not going to show up. And I'm not saying that's quite ready to happen at Georgia, but I think we have to admit that there's, you know, that it hasn't been the same level of excitement as there was when Georgia was winning back-to-back titles and Kirby was taking them to the top. Now it's you know, the crowd's kind of like, what have you done for me lately? It's a little bit like that with Alabama too. They, you know, 10, 11 win seasons, are, you know, they want to fire the coach or whatever. They're not happy. Nobody wants to fire Kirby. But back-to-back SEC championships, I mean, to me, this is what he's done is historic. I mean, this is, you know, just look at the rankings. You know, I had that in the story yesterday about, you know, how many top seven rankings in a row. I said 9 straight years in the top 7. 9 straight and 9 straight in the preseason.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Top vibe. Guys, did you know Vince Dooley? And my God, I love Vince Dooley. He's so much class and dignity and Hall of Famer. Never had a preseason top 5 team. Wow. Expectations and program identity have never been greater than they are right now for Georgia. And it's so hard to maintain that, especially in this era where players can transfer out and we're seeing other programs that are able to spend more money than Georgia.
It's fair. It really is. Mike Griffith, great job as always. Follow him. Check him out, DogNationAJC.com. We will talk to you next week, my friend. Thank you again.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.